The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Welcome back into the Coach's Show here from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. We'd like to remind everybody Cedar Bucket will be hosting the BCS Championship game Monday, January the 7th, pregame at 6 p.m. Food, drinks, and fun, and it costs $10. So come on out to the Cedar Bucket Restaurant and enjoy the National Championship game. Let's quickly recap the scoreboard from last night. Starting with the girls, Smyrna 54, Siegel 41. Blackman beats Laverne 53-25, Riverdale 63, Oakland 46, Cascade 52, MTCS 42, Moore County beats Eagleville 56-38. On the boys' side, Siegel takes care of Smyrna 83-72, Blackman 56, Laverne 48, Oakland beats Riverdale 49-41. MTCS pulls off the win against Cascade 59-56, and Eagleville beats Moore County 71-69, and that is your scoreboard update from last night. Joining us now is Coach Alan Bush from the Siegel Lady Stars. Coach, how are you doing today?
Good.
I'm doing very well. Coach, started district play last night, obviously. Tough game against a pretty good Smyrna team. I know they were missing one of their key players in Breanne Alexander last night. But still got it up and down the floor pretty good, and kind of a tough game to start the district in. I don't think you are coming through, Coach. Hang on just a second. Let's work on this here for just a
hello?
Yeah, there you go. Okay, I didn't think you were coming through on the radio.
Yeah, we felt pretty good coming into the game, but you know, there's some things we've been doing throughout the year that hadn't been good, that we'd gotten away with, that we knew if we didn't improve on, we weren't going to get away with them. We got the district play, and that was evident last night. It's been tough in terms of some of the things we're doing on offense that we're, you know, we haven't been patient enough, and then on defensive end, we're still out of position a lot and so forth. Some areas that we feel out, usually we've improved on by this time of the year, but we haven't improved on much right now. So anyway, we just got to get back to work and hopefully improve. And the good thing is, you know, we get to play them again, so hopefully we'll play better the next time.
And you will be at your house the next time, and that could make a difference.
That will help.
Well, you started off the season pretty well. You know, got off to the 10-2 start before Christmas. Go into the Christmas break, running off of a win at overtime win against Wilson Central, which turned out to be a very good win. Let's just kind of go through what you did over the Christmas break. You first of all went to the Christmas Classic in Columbia, I believe it was, and played a Shelbyville team. Very good game, which came right down to the wire, lost by 2 points. Can you tell us a little bit about that game?
Yeah, we actually, that's a much improved Shelbyville team, too. They've really gotten better throughout the year. We played them earlier in the year and beat them. And then this game, we were behind pretty much the whole game and made a little run there at the end and I think tied it. And they wound up winning at the buzzer. But they've gotten a lot better. I saw last night where they played Columbia in a pretty good game. So, but, you know, we should probably – or had chances to win the game. But it wasn't a terrible loss. And then after Christmas, we played in Knoxville and played Tennessee High the first game. They wound up winning the tournament. They were a pretty good basketball team. We lost that one.
That was at Fulton?
Yes.
Knox Fulton.
And then won the next two. I don't know that we played really well in any of those games. The first game against Tennessee High, we were down 4 at the half and came up the second half, and they went a little like a 6-0 run on us or something. But it seemed like the every game we some of the same things that are kind of coming back to haunt us that we've got to improve on over the next couple of weeks.
Just kind of getting over the hump is tough right now as far as the improvement stats go. You did come back and win against Jefferson County, though, at the same tournament. And tell us about that game. Looks like y'all won fairly convincingly.
It wasn't really a game we played well in there either. That's one of those games where both teams had lost the previous night and, you know, probably didn't want to be in that game. And we kind of played like that, I guess. But we did manage to win that. And we played old team Ohio in the last game, which is kind of funny. The guy coaching them, he came to our tournament a few years ago. He and I stay in contact over the years. It's funny we wind up at the same tournament playing each other. But anyway, we wind up winning that one. And the good thing about that game, we got to play everybody on the bench, which is something we haven't got to do a lot this year. Because most of our games have been, win or lose, have been, you know, within a 10-point.
Fairly close.
Yeah, fairly close games, which has kind of been good for us to some extent. But It was good to have one like that.
How tough is that? You brought up the bench play. How tough is it to have to go with only about seven players throughout a whole game? How good a shape do you have to get them into? What do you do in practice to prepare them for that? Because I've noticed that you don't sub near as much as a whole lot of other teams.
Yeah, and we, you know, and that's not because we don't want to sub. It's just, you know, we don't have any experience on the bench hardly. So when you're only playing six or seven, and, you know, sometimes eight, which is, you know, that's rare that we even go that deep. But, you know, obviously in practice, those kids are getting a lot of, you know, most of the reps anyway. In terms of if we're doing anything five-on-five-wise, you know, your top six or seven are getting most of the reps. You try to get a couple more kids in there to get those, and you need to get them in there to get more experience. But, they got to be in shape. Last night, for example, a couple of kids picked up some fouls, and we had to go to the bench a little bit and play some people, which sometimes they need, we need to put some people over there just to give them some rest, and we have to do that some also. But that doesn't make it easy. But you know, you got to go with what you got with. You know.
Well, speaking of easy, there's nothing easy in this district this year. It doesn't look like a lot of big teams, big time teams. How do you? There's been a lot of hype about some of the other schools being nationally ranked and so forth. How do you prepare your girls to go in and play against these teams when they see, what do they read in the paper and whatnot, you know, and do you have to get that awe factor out of them?
You know, we don't talk about that, really. I know my kids aren't dumb. They, like I said, they read the paper and they know and they understand, but you're right in the sense of that awe. You've got to make them understand, listen, yeah, they're a good basketball team. They get good players, but, you know, go out and do what you do. It's just like last night. We're on the offensive end. We're so impatient with it, you know. And we've been telling them that all year long. I said, girls, it's only the teams you're playing defensively are going to get better. They're going to be more athletic. They're going to pressure you harder. So if you're not handling pressure now, what are you going to do when you get more pressure? So, you know, that's the one thing they got to overcome a little bit. They got to be more patient and understand. Hey, just take care of the ball. No matter who's guarding me, I've got to be able to handle this and run what we're supposed to run.
Well, let's get into a little bit. You've got some new faces on the team this year, obviously, as we head into district play. The Daniels sisters, obviously, have come in and given you a big boost. Tell a little bit about those girls for the people who don't know and how they came about to your program.
They played on a homeschool team last year, and they showed up in the fall. And Ashley, who's the oldest one's a senior, who's a very good shooter, and then Amber, who is kind of a scorer, you know, she can put it on the floor a little bit and is pretty good in transition. But they've added a lot to us, you know, especially on the offensive end. I think, you know, when you're trying to mesh kids together, it's just like we were talking the other day. I said, you know, this is a whole different team from last year in terms of kids that hadn't played together. Even if those two girls weren't there, we would have a lot of faces playing with one another that hadn't played with each other before. This summer, you know, we had two or three kids hurt. We had kids thrown in the mix that had never played varsity. And so that's kind of what we're facing now. You know, when you play together a while, you know, kids know what, you kind of know what each other's going to do. And that's not, people say that a lot, but it's really true. And
well, I think the word chemistry plays a big part in any team, and especially one like yours. You've got a fairly young team. Paris Lawson's coming back, you know, probably one of your better players from last year coming into this year, and now it seems like she's got a little help around her with the Daniels sisters, and should just make her a better player as well.
Yeah, you know, offensively, we might, you know, I guess my girls get tired of hearing about last year, but last year we were a pretty good defensive team. I enjoyed watching last year's team play defensively. And this year we haven't really, this group just really hadn't bought into that, and I think that's one of our big problems. But offensively, you know, we probably shoot a little better, and there's some things we can do on the offensive end. But we're not as patient. Last year's team was more patient. This team has got to develop that too.
Well, patience is a key. Last night you went in to Smyrna, come out on the short end of the stick last night, start out the district 0-1, and you look up, and now you've got Oakland at Riverdale and Blackman at home. Not three teams you really want to look right at coming into the thing. What do you say to your team? How do you prepare for the next three games?
Well, you know, when you say the next three games, you know, we'll talk about every opponent a little bit, but when we go back to work Monday, we will just focus on things that that we know we got to improve, whether we're playing Oakland or Blackman, either one. We know we got to do certain things better, or it doesn't matter what against either any of those teams. All those teams defend well, and all those teams are athletic, and you know, and most of them, for the most part, got some post play, which is something that we don't have. So we just got to get better. What we got to get better at, and worry about ourselves.
Yeah, and I guess the old cliche, you take it one game at a time.
You do.
And you really, I guess your approach is more worry about what we're doing instead of what everybody else is doing.
It is. And over the years, we'll play an opponent, for example, and we know that if we try to take certain things away from them or do this and that, then, it'll give us a chance to win. But, we're in a position right now where we can't – if we don't worry about ourselves, none of that other stuff matters. If we're not taking care of the ball and being patient and where we're supposed to be defensively, it doesn't matter what we try to do in terms of their individuals and trying to take something away from them. That's not even going to be a factor if we don't take care of the other stuff.
Well, Tennessee is unique in the fact that it really doesn't – I mean, it matters – how you finish in the regular season, but it all comes down to the postseason when the district tournament. You obviously want a good seed, but you play this whole season to get ready for that tournament and try to move on from there, and the experience that you gain through these games is going to be a help in the postseason.
That's right. And like I told our kids last night, I said, we were really disappointed last night, but I said, If we're not getting better every game, whether we win or lose, and I told them last night, I said, I'm disappointed. I'm not disappointed because we lost. The biggest thing I'm disappointed in is just, the way we're playing. It's just we're not doing a lot of things that we work on in practice, whether it's a closeout or so forth. So if we lost this game and we were doing all those things pretty good, our kids play pretty hard, but we're just not playing pretty smart. I mean, playing smart, and I think that's our biggest thing right now is we're not a very smart basketball team. We just do some things that earlier in the year we did a lot of things that weren't smart. We've gotten a little better in terms of some of that stuff, but we got to become a smarter team.
Well, I think intelligence comes with experience as well.
It does. It's the more you play, the more you're going to understand the game, and that does make a big difference.
Well, Coach, it looks like we're about out of time. We appreciate you coming in with us today on the Prentice Awesome Coaches Show. Any final thoughts or from you?
I don't think so. I just appreciate what you guys do, and hopefully there'll be some good basketball for everybody in this league. Like I said, it's a tough league.
And it's going to be a lot of exciting games, and we hope everybody gets out to see you guys. Thank you for being here, Coach.
You.
Coach Alan Bush from the Siegel Lady Stars. We'll take a break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.